Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
In short, I'm a PhD biochemist, and I have scientific doubts about the adequacy of the Darwinian evolutionary model to explain the origin of many complex biochemical features of the cell.
That was biology professor Brenda Pearson giving testimony to the Louisiana State Legislature earlier last week. And I'm Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast, broadcasting with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. Recently, I was in Louisiana, where the Louisiana House Committee on Education heard testimony from many scientists and scholars, including Brenda Pearson, for an academic freedom bill currently under consideration. Although we've reported briefly on this event, I'd like to give a reflective account of some of the events that took place during the hearing. Most interesting was the all-too-common claim by Darwinists that there is no controversy over Darwinian evolution, so no need for academic freedom protection for teachers that want to teach both the strengths and weaknesses of neo-Darwinism. Here's Darwinist Brian Karstens making such a claim.
Let us be clear, there is no controversy among professional biologists about the fact of evolution.
Really, Dr. Karstens, no controversy. Well, were these guys at the same hearing I was at? Before they gave this testimony, we heard testimony from a number of PhD scientists, including three professional biologists, testifying in favor of the bill, explaining there is a controversy and discussing their own scientific doubts about Darwinism. This incredible claim that there is no controversy was not lost upon the legislators.
In the documents you just read and gave to us, in bold print, says, let us be clear, there's no controversy among professional biologists about the fact of evolution. Did you hear the testimony of the earlier professors we had here that were speaking for this bill?
Yes, I did hear this.
First, let's listen again to Dr. Brenda Pearsons, a biology professor at Louisiana College, who testified about her scientific doubts about Darwin.
Although Darwin did not acknowledge the existence of any organ which could not have evolved via his model, it's important to note that Darwin was writing a century before Watson and Crick described the DNA double helix. Darwin was concerned with an organismal complexity at the organ level, but we may even see complexity that defies a Darwinian explanation at the cellular and subcellular levels. Many examples have been described, but I'll list just a few. The intricate structure of a bacterial flagellum used for locomotion, the process of protein synthesis, the presence of complex, regulated biochemical pathways, even in unicellular organisms. The bottom line is this: science is complicated, often controversial, but oh, so interesting. We need to be academically honest when discussing scientific theories and searching for scientific truth. Teachers deserve the freedom to present the evidence for controversial theories and also the evidence against them.
Now let's hear from the testimony of Dr. Carolyn Crocker, a PhD in immunopharmacology, who also testified about scientific flaws with evolution.
While evolutionary theory does satisfactorily account for some phenomena, it does not have the power to explain as much as what was previously thought. My professional experience with the complex and specific signal transduction in T cells and my knowledge of the extensive code found in DNA, which is even polyfunctional and polyconstrained, that means that it can be read both forwards and backwards and is still meaningful. Now, try and write just one sentence like that. Has led me to question whether random mutation followed by natural selection is a sufficient mechanism to cause the specified complexity found in nature.
What is most astounding about all of this is that Dr. Karstens, a Louisiana State University Darwinist biologist himself, still had the temerity to claim, quote, there is no controversy among professional biologists about the fact of evolution, unquote. Karstens even showed his intolerance toward professional biologists who were Darwin skeptics. He refused to admit their existence and, in fact, only admitted that faculty who testified against evolution had PhDs in, quote, chemistry, unquote. Of course, only one of the PhDs supporting academic freedom was a chemist, but three of them were professional biologists. Not only was Karstens unable and unwilling to admit, under oath, the existence of three professional biologists who had just testified against evolution before the committee, but his statement asserted the blatantly false claim that there is no controversy among professional biologists about the fact of evolution. It's just tough to convince people who are reasonable of that claim when three professional biologists have just testified otherwise. And it wasn't just the scientists supporting academic freedom, but experts on science curriculum and education policy as well. Dr. Joe Aguilar is a retired superintendent of schools, a 32-year veteran educator who is now president of Louisiana College and president of the Dean's College in Louisiana.
I'm here to voice my support today for more academic freedom in the science classroom. I am convinced that teaching young people to become excellent scientists must come from objective teaching in an environment of true academic freedom.
Legal testimony supporting the constitutionality of the Academic Freedom Bill came from lawyer Michelle Getty, who has taught for 17 years constitutional law at Southern University of Louisiana.
And I reviewed the case law in this area, as well as one of the primary textbooks that are used to teach biology in our school system today. And it is my professional expert opinion that this bill is unquestionably constitutional under the law as it stands today.
After all of this, the bill was passed unanimously by the committee. The next step is for the House side of the Louisiana legislature to vote on the bill, which has already passed the Senate with a 35-0 bipartisan vote. And that could happen as early as sometime next week. Because of a new amendment allowing for the State Board of Education to have the final say on supplemental text used, the bill will still have to go back to the Senate for final ratification. And if passed, then it's on to the governor. I'm Casey Luskin reporting for the IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Pink. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.